Hello, I'm Kev Kiker, pastor of Booms Creek Baptist Church. We're so excited having you with us today. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And I hope you'll discover that today, that you'll be uplifted and encouraged as we praise the Lord together.
Thank you. I'm blessed. It's just,
aren't you?
I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed when I wake up in the morning till I
lay my head to rest.
I am blessed. I am blessed. And you know, when we get up in the morning, put our feet on the floor, and start walking, we all thank God for His goodness. We love that little song. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He answers prayer. He loves me so. He died for me. He's coming soon. He arose from the grave. So we can sing that little chorus. Keep adding those different parts to it. God is so good. And when the Bible says, thou shalt not, he just said, God said, don't hurt yourself. And when he says, thou shalt, we just say, help yourself to happiness. If something's healthy, happy, holy, then God wants us to have it. Psalms 84:11 says that those that walk upright, he's good. He's good to all. And Psalms 145 and verse 9. And so Satan, the kind of friend we've got of him, if we was in quicksand, he'd pat us on the head. He'd try to push us on that. But God elevates us. God lifts us, thank God, out of the pits of despair. Prayed with K.P. Stafford the other night. We was having a prayer meeting together. And K.P., he said, Lord, we'll never know how God has been to us on this earth till we get to heaven. Isn't that a statement there that we love? We'll never know how good God has been to us until we get to heaven. But we know that he's with us. Thank God. Thank God. You know, Satan attacks the mind. This is a battlefield. Satan will try to tell us that God is not good. He'll try to put things there in our mind. But oh, how we ought to say, Lord, thank you. Thank you that you're so good. You're so good to me. Is he good to you, say to me?
Amen.
He is good all the time. All the time. So the devil, he doesn't want us to know that God is good. He's done what he's been doing from the very start, back in the Garden of Eden. He's the great deceiver. And he's doing more damage today, I think, as an angel of light than he ever did as a roaring lion. Because, you know, the Bible says he transfers himself into an angel of light, transforms himself into an angel of light. I remember Rock Collins stood right here and preached. You know Rock, he brought a sermon called The Devil is a Lie. The devil is a lie. He is. He's the father of lies.
Yes.
Is it?
That's right.
And you can't believe anything that the devil will try to tell you. He tries to tell you that God isn't good to you. Oh, how we ought to say, David, the devil, you have nothing in me. You have nothing in me. The devil blinds people as to the goodness of God. Then he blinds us as to our spiritual condition. You know, we get complacent sometimes. We get comfortable as Christians. We get careless. One preacher prayed and said, Lord, if I'm building a nest, put a thorn in it. We don't want to get too comfortable, do we?
Right.
But we know that Satan will try to pull the wool over our eyes, cause us to follow the haphazard line of least resistance. Satan said, don't be a fool, man. Don't get so excited about Christianity. Don't get so excited about the Lord. Don't be a fool. Don't be a freak. Don't be a fanatic. All means don't be a Baptist. You know, he'll probably place all these things in our mind. Amen. I just heard about one guy that got too excited one time. He started to home from work and stop at the fish market. And he asked the guy who had him fishing. This guy reached down the barrel, pulled out this one fish, you know. And the guy said, well, that's not hardly big enough. He said, give me another. The guy reached down in the barrel, pulled out that same fish. And the guy said, okay, then I'll take both of them. This guy got too excited. Dude. I don't believe we get too excited about the Lord, do you?
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
I'm not trying to cool down, calm down. I want to get more excited.
That's right.
Because the closer we get to the coming of the Lord, we've got something to rejoice in you. Something to be happy about us in the Lord. Thank God. Thank God for him. What he means to us. But Satan, he doesn't want us to grow as a Christian. He wants us to get self-satisfied. And he wants us spiritually to not be where we ought to be. You know, sometimes we sing songs, if we thought about them, we maybe choke up in the middle of the verse. We sing, "To the old rugged cross I'll ever be true, it's shame and reproach gladly bear." You heard that?
Yeah.
Maybe don't come back then on Sunday night. Then we sing, "For Jesus I love thee, I know thy heart mine, for thee all the fathers of sin I resign." So many times we have a lot of fathers we're not about to resign.
Right. But,
so, "Now Jesus, I love you." What a friend we have in Jesus. And we sing those songs. But they need to be from the heart. They need to mean something. Then the devil now, he blinds us, men and women, as to the reality of Bible truth. He doesn't want us to know this book. He tries everywhere in the world. He hates the Word of God. Do this, Satan is defeated. You remember Jesus quoted scripture there when he was tempted. We need to store up God's Word in our heart. It's our guidebook for growth. It's the Word of God, and it never changes. So if we tried to read it and didn't understand it, then Satan would say, "Well, there's no need to try. No need. The Bible's just too hard. Forget it." But thank God. Thank God we have the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. We have God's Spirit that will teach us, that will show us these things. Aren't you glad when he does? It's a joy, sweet joy, when he does show us a deep, hidden truth. We need to, you know, read God's Word and go down deep, stay down long, so not come up dry with hands full of nuts, because God's Word, Satan, he'll try to blind us as to the Bible. I can preach truth, but only the Holy Spirit can impart truth.
That's right.
He's the only one that can do that. Satan, he'll do everything in his arsenal to try to keep us away from the reality, the truth of the Word of God. And then the devil's deceiving folks today as to the way of salvation. And I don't guess anything that Satan wants to keep us in the dark on. It is the way of salvation. You know, he wants us to believe there's some other way of salvation, some other way to get to heaven. But there's just one way, and that's Jesus.
Amen.
Because Jesus said himself, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me."
Right.
People say, "Well, that's just too narrow minded. Too narrow minded."
Yeah.
Call it that if you will. You know, that airplane pilot, I want him to be just a little narrow when he gets up there. Fly that airplane, don't you? I want that doctor, if you have surgery, I want him to be just a little narrow. And some Christian, you know, will say that Jesus is the only way, and they'll say, "Well, just those narrow-minded Baptists." Somebody said, David Rogers said, "Are you one of those narrow-minded Baptists that thinks the only people going to heaven is the Baptist?" He said, "I'm no more narrow-minded than that." He said, "I don't think something's going to make it." Because it must be born again.
That's right.
It's not being a Baptist, Presbyterian, no matter who it is. There's just one way, and it's not going to change. God's not going to change. But I believe Satan's busy today trying to deceive people as to the way that leads to heaven. The way of the cross leads home. I must need to go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way. I'll never get sight of the gates of the light. It's the way of the cross. I heard about a story of a man that was down in a big city one night, and he was looking for a nightclub. He was looking for a place. They called it the Gates of Hell. It was the name of the nightclub. Mm-hmm. And he asked this policeman, you know, directions how to get there. And there was a church on the way to that nightclub that was called Calvary Church. And this policeman said these words. He said, "If you go past Calvary, you'll be at the gates of heaven." any other way except by what Jesus did, shedding his precious blood. You know, we need to claim the blood.
Right.
We need to plead the blood. We need to preach the blood, because that's the only way that we're going to be saved. Without the shedding of blood,
Amen.
There is no remission of sin. Absolutely not.
That's the word.
But Satan, he will tell us, well, you know, this is the way, or that's the way. Just be good, do good. No, it's not our goodness. It's what Jesus did.
Amen.
It's his goodness. It's his provision
Amen.
That he made for us. Satan wants to blind, deceive as to the way of salvation. Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men that we must be saved. And then Satan wants to blind us as to the joys of the Christian life. Oh boy, how he's working overtime on this.
Right.
He doesn't want God's people to have a good time, enjoy themselves in the Lord. Jesus said, my joy I give to you. And I would write that my joy might be in you, that it might be full, joy unspeakable, and full of glory. Have you noticed a lot of happy people in this place here? Happiest of people whose God is the Lord.
Amen.
And happiness and joy just to know Christ in this life. Oh, there's pleasure in sin for a season. The Bible says man's life will be filled with wrath. The bread of the seed is sweet, but after it, it's like wrath. But thank God, just to know Christ. You know, the devil doesn't have any happy old days. But oh, how sweet it is to know the Lord. And it gets better and better. Amen?
Amen.
Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before.
Amen.
But every day without Jesus is duller than the day before. Deader than the day before. Thank God there's joy, sweet joy, in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Satan wants to take that away from us. He can't do it, because we as Christians, we know where the joy is. We know where you get it. You know, there used to be a commercial, Know the Real Joy of Good Living. It was a commercial here. Know the Real Joy. But we, as God's people, we know. We know the real joy. We know where it comes from. It's Jesus' joy. There's no joy like Jesus gives, is
it?
Thank God for that. Don't let Satan fiddle with us. Don't let him put blinders on us. Say that the Christian life is not one of joy. Listen, I'd be afraid to make fun of somebody that was praising the Lord. Would you?
Mm-hmm.
I really would. Because, oh, there's joy in Jesus. And then the devil wants to blind us as to the certainty of death and judgment. Satan wants to blind us. And death is a reality. To die is written over the doorpost of every man's soul. Every person that's ever lived before us has gone out by the door of death. Only the two people that just get to heaven, that got to heaven without dying, and that was Enoch and Elijah. Even the Lord Jesus Christ himself died. It's a thought of men wants to die, and after that, the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. Only two that didn't die. You know, it can come unexpectedly. We think we're in perfect health. It may be some disease in our body right now that's going to take us out. I don't know you. You know, we're 24 hours closer than we were yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know why sometimes we don't think of death and judgment? Because it seems so far away. You go out there tonight and look up at those stars. You know why maybe we don't pay a lot of attention to it? Because they just seem so far away. But the judgment, death and judgment is a definite future fixed event. It's going to take place. Or if you like to question. But I tell you, Jesus doesn't come first. Every one of us are going to leave. What man is he that liveth that shall not see death? But Satan, he's trying to blind us as to death and judgment. And then finally, the devil blinds us as to the happiness of heaven.
Right.
To the happiness. Folks, I've got a better place to go.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Paul, he said, for me to depart and be with Christ was far better. Not just better, but far better. And oh, to go to be with the Lord. Heaven, really, heaven's our home. And this world is not our home. You know, this world is problematic, isn't it? It's full of problems. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, fire, floods, ISIS, wars, rumors of wars, all kinds of things. Marriage is great. But oh, when we get to heaven, we'll have none of these things. It'll be worth it all. When we see Jesus,
amen.
One look at His dear face, all sorrow will erase. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. I can hardly wait until that day.
Amen.
Isn't it great to know that we don't have to stay here forever, brother?
Amen.
Just think of stepping on shore, finding heaven, a touching of hand, finding it God's hand, a breathing new air, finding it celestial, a waking up in glory, and finding it home. Oh, what a home, what a place heaven's going to be when we all get to heaven. What a day, glorious day. That will be, we need to praise, we need to clap our hands, we need to shout, we need to amen. We need to say glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord, because I've got a better place. I've got a better home to go to. Isn't that wonderful? What a day we've got to look forward to. Etta Jean Robinson, I love to hear her sing. She's got a song she sings on the way home. On the way home. Preachers talk about it. Sing it in your song. Get everybody started on the way home. We need to get as many people saved as we possibly can. Oh, listen. Fugitive. Listen to this. A fugitive is one running away from home. A vagabond is one who doesn't have a home. A stranger is someone away from home, and a pilgrim is someone going home. And the Bible says in Hebrews, we're foreigners, strangers, pilgrims in this land. Oh, what a day. What a land that's fairer than day. And by faith, we can see the far and the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place. And heaven gets sweeter each day just to know Christ and have that hope in our life. Oh, thank God. Thank God. We had some good conversations on the telephone. You bless my heart. You called. His wife over there in the hospital this morning. He wanted to be in the house of God. He wants to talk about Jesus. He's all we all want to talk about. Let's talk about Jesus. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life. Let's talk about Jesus more and more, because He's gone to prepare a place for us. He said, come again. I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Oh, this low land of sorrow. Thank God, one day it'll all be over. We'll never have a blue day. The day we felt our buoyant best down here will be nothing to the way we'll feel when we get ahead. Oh, looking forward to it now, aren't you? Man, oh man, I'll tell you, we've got a glorious, super wonderful, indescribable future. And it's with Jesus. And I'm glad. Thank God that He's made it possible. He's made the way. I'm glad to say this. I'm glad that He has said in His Word that He's fixing the place up there. He's been away all these years just getting it ready. Oh, no more sorrow, no more sickness, no more sadness, no more pain, for the former things will pass away. No little children say, Mommy, I'm sick. No disappointments, no heartaches. Never, ever will we, when we get up there, have a bad day, will we? When we all get to heaven. What a day, glorious day. That will be that day and that place that the Lord has prepared for us. Jesus, he paid it all. He paid the price that we could go to heaven. He made the way. Are you glad you're headed for home?
Amen.
It'd be It's sweeter each day. Sweeter each day. Don't let Satan rob us of these things we've talked about. Don't let him rob us of our joy. Don't let him rob us of the way that we've found to heaven, the way of salvation. Don't let him rob us as to lines, to biblical truth. Don't let Satan rob us. The God of this world, little g, speaks of Satan, hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. I'm glad one day I believe. I'm glad one day I receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I'm glad he forgave me of all my sin. He came into my heart. Thank God one day I live with him forever and ever. Never, ever will I be sorry that I ever traveled this way. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
You with me this morning?
Amen.
Anybody needs to be saved this morning? Just say to him, I am a sinner. I've done wrong and I need Jesus. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. You promised you'd save me if I trust you. I do trust you. Come into my heart. Forgive me. We'll do that. We know he's good as his word. He'll save us. He'll forgive us. He's going to take us and be with him. But you've got to experience Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. These blessings be out. You're here today. Maybe you just need to come and pray. Maybe you don't need to repent for yourself. But my, with our world out in our nation, why couldn't we just come and pray for our country? Pray for our nation. If we don't have anything to repent of ourselves, come and pray for this land. This low ground of sorrow. Let's pray. Father, thank you, God, for your precious word. We thank you, God, that you have overcome and that we know that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Lord, thank you for all that you mean to us. Oh, for out eternity, we'll never be able to thank you enough and praise you enough for everything that you've done. And Lord, this is invitation time. This is the most important time of this service. Lord, I know that, God, you never change. Your nature never changes. Thank you for that, Lord. I'm the Lord. I change not. God, the world may change. But, God, there's something that never changes. One is we never change as far as needing repentance. God, I just pray this morning. We stand in a moment. Men and women, boys and girls, we do what they'd be glad they did. Amen. Let's say
Number 300.
This is God's word. You may be scared of what you call bond and bonded by the Lord. Let the Lord have the word.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message, and if you will, you may share this video with a friend or family member. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, it's the best decision you'll ever make. It's as simple. A, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And C, confess Him as your Savior. And you can pray a prayer like this: Dear God, I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. I need you. And you died for me on the cross and promised to save me. If I'd only trust you, I do trust you, Jesus. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Save my soul so I can go to heaven when I die. If you prayed that prayer, you can notify us. We have some materials we'd like to share with you and get you started right in your Christian faith. To learn more about our church, just again, business on website, WindsCreekBaptist.org, and don't forget to check back with us next Sunday for the message of the hour. God bless.